Sahara and Heels. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And we are talking about Cursed. I think probably my favorite werewolf movie.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe Silver Bullet or this.
Silver Bullet's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not a big werewolf movie fan. Like, usually they bore me. I don't like them.
Well, the thing is with werewolf movies, there's a lot of exposition. Oh, who could the werewolf be?
I don't know. Werewolves just aren't that scary. I'm like, it's a big dog. Like, I'm scared of dogs. I'm not scared of dogs, but like a big dog in general, I would not want to see. So right. It's just kind of like, eh.
What I liked about this one is you had the element of emotion.
Yeah.
The werewolf. Just like I liked the werewolf in Buffy. Oh, why am I blanking?
Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth Green being the werewolf. Because there was an element.
Oz.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, thank you, John. Because there's an element of emotion in that. Which I think is what's good about this movie. There's the element of emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, excellent cast.
Oh, fantastic.
Richie, Joshua, sexy mix, sexy pants.
And he's down with the swirl.
He is.
He's got him a chocolate wife.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's one of those stars where, like, as a teenage kid, I'm like, oh, you know, it would be hard to picture me with any of those guys. So for him to be married to a black woman, I'm like, yes.
You know who we'll be meeting in less than 2 weeks, speaking of early or late 2000 heartthrobs, Mr. Devon Sawa.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yeah. It was announced like 2 or 3 days ago.
Ooh.
I know, right?
I didn't know that.
I mean, I feel like that's Candace's number one, so I'm going to let her have it. Although, she has her husband with her. You're single, and I don't have my husband with me, so...
So... There's a hierarchy here.
Yeah, probably single bitch first.
Single, husband not here, and then married and husband.
I love the people who bring their husbands. I would never, but God bless Mazel. I need Ed seeing what I do.
Good here. Lord.
So yes, yeah, so exciting. If Joshua Jackson was there, I think I'd faint.
Oh Lord, that would be a problem. That's gonna be a problem.
I mean, I might faint seeing Skeet and Matthew, so. You're going to faint seeing Robert Englund, so.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, I can't even tell you.
Guys, we're going to be doing a lot of lives from TFW, so look forward to that on our Instagram.
And they might just be drunk lives. They might not even have anything.
Most likely going to be drunk lives. I'm going to be real honest with you about that. Like, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be a good time. Good ass time.
Good ass time. So, yeah, great cast. We have my favorite person on the planet, Judy Greer. As you all know, I'm Team Judy.
But
the problem is, I don't like that I don't like her because she is a good actress. I don't know what my problem is with her.
Sometimes
I think my problem with her is that she never plays a nice person. So in life, she's because going by my demographic, she's probably the loveliest woman. But it's just every character. Judy, I just need you to play a nice person.
She was nice in I'm Sorry. And she was nice in 27 Dresses, but you haven't seen that because that's a rom-com.
You're wrong about that.
What? You have seen 27 Dresses?
More than once.
I love that movie.
I didn't realize Judy Greer was in that.
Yes, she's her best friend.
Are you sure you're not thinking of 13 going on 30?
I do not like 13 going on 30.
But Judy Greer's in that too.
Is she? I don't remember.
Yeah, she is the best friend in 13 going on.
Oh,
well, the friend me in 13 going on 30. Maybe I don't remember how many dresses? 13? 30?
27.
Maybe I don't remember that as well as I think I do, which is fine.
I have
Ed Burns, who grew up in my hometown, Valley Stream, New York. What?
He's
him and Steve Buscemi. What?
He's a little cutie, Ed Burns.
Yeah.
I like his little raspy voice.
When he, what is that? That bar movie. Trees Lounge, when he filmed Trees Lounge, he filmed it in our town. So we were all like,
where's Eddie at? Where's Eddie?
Yeah. We look cute and we're doing phenomenal faces. I feel like this should be okay, now.
You guys look so hard.
I mean, they can then see this whole bra rack behind us. They've been dying to see
it. We'll think about it. We'll see if we don't have any issues. Because the last couple
times... They can also see where I missed this whole wall over here with paint.
I've got all this.
Actually looking good. I don't know. Guys, Jen and Alicia haven't recorded together in a hot minute, as you can tell. So we're like... We're like catching up and recording, so this
is—it's fine.
All of you, really.
This is what they come here for,
right?
Back on track. This cursed also props. It's Wes Craven, and
right.
So this man can do so good. Almost no wrong. He knows how to do movies, horror movies specifically.
Yes.
The cinematography is great. I like the brightness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dark world. Yeah. It's a very light, friendly, like, normal world.
She's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Christina. She has a fun job. She has fun people in her life. Her brother's doing okay.
They get along well. I love their relationship, because I don't like when brothers and sisters don't get along with each other.
It's a very solid relationship. They are bonded by the fact that their parents are no longer with us. She is killing the game supporting both of them. I mean, she's making a bank, whatever she's doing. That house is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
let's dive into it from the beginning. So we open at this carnival. Love that he's singing.
Love a carnival.
Love that he's singing Little Red Riding Hood, the band.
Yeah.
And we open with two young girls, Maya and, oh my God, what is that one girl's name? She was one of those 90s chicks. Hold on.
We're Googling, people. This is a professional.
Forgot to put it up, as always.
Come to expect here.
Shannon Elizabeth. Okay. I wanted to see that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Always
talk. Maya and Shannon Elizabeth, and they go to see a gypsy at this carnival because
right.
Shannon Elizabeth can't get over this guy she's seeing, and Maya's like, he's shit. Tell her to leave the guy. The right. Gypsy, by the way, is Portia de Rossi, whom I also love.
Oh, Portia's fantastic.
Love her. Yeah. And she's, you know, supposed to be doing palm reading for fun or whatever, and she ends up freaking out and saying, I see blood, this guy is dangerous, get away. And so they're freaked out, so they leave. And then we see the high school girl is packing. Oh, no, Christina Ricci's calling her brother, telling him she's going to be late to pick him up because she's got to go see her boyfriend, Joshua
Jackson.
He didn't do it for me when he was a kid in Mighty Ducks. I didn't think he was cute as a kid, but good Lord.
And he's only getting better. Have you seen
him? Oh, my God, yes. He's, so she's going to go see him. And I like, so we drop in. So we're in the middle of. They've started dating. Apparently, yes. They're still casual. So we're just kind
very
of
casual
into the middle. We don't see them meet. We just know that they just started seeing each other. Don't know how they met or anything like that.
Right.
And then meanwhile, we see the little Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, I love him.
Finding his dog with the, of course, the beautiful girl in school. She doesn't know who he is.
No.
Hyper rude. This trope character in horror movies irritates me. The girl who pays absolutely zero attention to this guy.
Right.
Like, why? He sat behind you and all, he's like, oh, she's like, do I know you? And he's like, yeah, we go to school together. And he's like, we take French and chemistry and history, and I sit behind you. And I'm just like, oh, first of all, I wouldn't have shared that.
I gotta be honest with you. I wasn't popular in high school. I switched high schools. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't care if nobody talked to me. I get that you think it's a trope, but I don't think it is. I think if you're choosing not to be spoken with people, if you're
that makes sense. But she was the hot girl in school. You know,
but I'm saying him. I'm saying I think it's very easy if he seemed kind of quiet.
But I don't think, but when it came to her, he had a crush on her. I don't think that he was like.
You have crushes on people. I have crushes on people all the time. I wouldn't talk to them.
Oh, I don't have that problem. If I have a crush on someone, I go straight over to them and talk to them.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably why I'm still single.
It's a way. It's a way to go.
So then this whole story, this is very, very tropey. And I'm talking about her not knowing who he is. That's the trope, that she hasn't even spoken to him or noticed him at all. Like, hearing his name, like, you just paid zero attention to him. You've been in school together for a couple years now. He's in all of your classes. I would think you would at least, not to the point where you're like, do I know you? Like, he's your age. You have
true.
So, but that's how not on her radar he is. And then her boyfriend comes, who is obviously the bully, played by Milo
Ventimiglia. The fact that he plays the bully kills me, because I love him.
This was my first, I think this was the first thing I ever saw him in, and I recognized him as the guy from Cursed up until Heroes.
Okay. Let's talk about another man that's just
aging like a fine wine.
When he is in that towel, this is us. I just rewind.
I saw him sitting outside of a Starbucks once.
Did you now?
Yeah. I was like, I never go talk to celebrities when I see them sitting there, but I was like, oh, that's Milo. I know him. I know this guy.
But we don't, and we shouldn't do those things. Yeah, but I have to tell you, the guy that played Saul in Brothers and Sisters was sitting outside a Starbucks by me. And I did go up to him and I was like, I'd like to thank you for what you did for the LGBTQ community, especially the older LGBTQ community, by playing the role you played. And he was very receptive to that. And also, David Hyde Pierce was also in that Starbucks. And I was like handing him his drinks and everything. And he's like, do you work here? And the entire staff was like, we wish. I was like, no. I'm just here too often.
Too much.
Yeah, I try not to. But I'm warning you right now, Stephen King, that rule is not on the
just
table.
Just flies out the window.
Wherever I see you. No. I mean, but don't worry. I'm not going to get a word in edgeways, because I'm going to faint from, like, this Stephen King is near me. So it's going to be fine. You're going to be like, a woman fainted near me today. Oh, that's going to be the whole conversation. Yeah.
Whole story.
You're going to go home to Tabitha and be like, something weird happened today. This girl just was walking near me and then just fainted. I don't really know what happened. So I didn't like that he was the bully only because I do adore him.
But, you know, it turns around. So he's making very mean gay jokes to Jesse and calling him gay. He's like, your dog is gay too. And I was like, okay, that's
not a thing.
That's very mature. Good job.
Right.
And she does the whole, do you mean, she does the whole, leave him alone. Leave him alone. And I'm like, why are you hanging out with a guy that you have to tell to leave people alone?
Right. I would not, but that's.
Why do you want to be with a man like that? I can't.
I do
that's
not.
That's the one thing that irritates me in those women, when the girl has to be like, oh, you're such a jerk. Oh, he's such an asshole. Then why are you with him?
Yeah, please explain. I'd love for you to explain that for me.
Yeah. Honestly. What is the appeal then?
I would die for you. I've never gotten that. I never will get that. I will say that without a doubt, and my husband has many great qualities, but everybody who has ever met my husband is just like, Ed's just a nice guy.
He's just nice.
You also have to be funny.
Oh,
you have to be, like,
for sure.
But nice and kind is, like, it pivots you to the top.
And to me, that's almost a no-brainer. Like, that's a given. Like, I don't even feel like I need to put those in there. It's like, no, nice and kind and a decent human being. That's not a quality that
has to be what I'm looking for in my profile.
That's just the thing that you should be.
Yeah.
So she gets we go back to Christina Ricci. She's meeting up with Joshua Jackson. He's like, oh, you know, he's kind of seeing me a little distant, and she's trying to be all cuddly and cute, ugh, which is so awkward, especially as a female. And you're like making that effort and actually putting yourself out there and being like, oh, let's get together. Let's like hang it. He's like, oh, I just want to crawl into bed for a few days. And she's like, oh, we could do that together, which as a female, that's very hard to say, especially I feel like I probably relate to her a lot to say that and put that out there. And then he's just kind of like, I don't know. And so she was like, okay, well, call me whenever, it's fine. And she kind of backed away. Cause that's it. That's, ugh, that's rough as a female.
That's hard. And I was like, Joshua Jackson, I know you're very hot, but you're treating Christina Ricci like she's not also extremely hot. Like,
right. And then you know she was already hesitant to say it, and so then to get that response, and you're like, oh, I'm so dumb, and I shouldn't have even gone here in the first place. It's so cringy, but it's very realistic.
What I liked about this movie is that it was two hot people having that interaction. So women can really relate, and even men, I think, can relate. Like, hey, sometimes you're just sick. Sometimes you just don't want to cuddle. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But as women, we could relate, and we're seeing, because a lot of times the trope is the less than
attractive girl
doing that. Then we're going to have some sort of montage where she gets a makeover, and all of a sudden the world's aligned, and she's the most fabulous thing for him ever. It's fantastic. Yeah. But in this case, she's hot from the jump. He's hot from the jump, but she's still, I think, because of her parents' death and everything, little timid. She's
been going through things.
Right. She's gone through some things. You know, she is basically a parent to a teenager. That's a lot.
Yeah.
All seen teenagers, they are not it, y'all. I'm sorry. They're not.
No, they're not. They're
not. I've seen
horrible human beings.
And they need to calm it down. So we see that. And I as a woman enjoyed that. Like, not that I enjoyed another woman feeling that, but I enjoyed.
But it was realistic, and it was a real moment.
A real moment in any relationship.
Yeah.
Because right now, with the way Ed and I both feel, if this was week 4 of the relationship, one of us would be saying that to the other one. And neither one of us is a werewolf, but we'd be like, no, I'm going home to lie this down for a few days. I'm sorry. I don't know what
I gotta.
Gotta lie down.
Regroup. But you don't hear that from guys often, which also probably made, like, if it's a woman that says that, then you understand, it's like, oh, it's her period, she's gonna want to be away for a while. But you don't hear that a lot from guys, so for him to say that and be like, oh, I just want to be away for a few days, you're just kind of like, oh Lord, so it's me, or he's just trying to get away from me. Ugh, because that's where our girl brains go. So,
girl brains so horrific.
Girl brains are just the worst. Men, just understand, we don't like it. It's not fun. We don't want it.
We don't want to be this.
No.
I pay a lot of money for therapy to not be this.
I would love to have a guy brain where I just focus on what's happening right now. I take everything for what you said is what it is. I try. I really do.
I would love to not think about what I said to Ryan and Schumann in 8th grade. That makes him choose Crystal Parisi over me. I'd love to not be thinking about that now at 40. My brain just won't let me.
It just, yeah. Oh, but my God. Ryan,
I know I'm hotter than Crystal now. You fucked up. I have an internationally ranked podcast. Where the fuck is she? Just saying. Don't know where you are either, so it's fine.
Just saying. But girl brain is a thing. It's not a thing that we enjoy. It's not a thing that we like to do. Some girl brains are a little more extreme than others. I will say that.
There's levels.
There's levels. And I'm glad that I'm at, I'd like to think, one of the lowest levels.
Yeah, I'm pretty low on the level.
Yeah.
Anything happy really makes me cry. I'm a tears of joy kind of person. Sad stuff, I really don't cry. Tears of joy, I'm all about. Like,
aww.
Even sometimes just thinking about the fact that we're all going to be together soon again is, like, welling me up. I'll be able to hug Jen in real life. Yes, that's what I do, guys.
Love it.
You love it. The content you come for.
So Christina Ricci has left her, left Joshua Jackson. That lollipop is out again. So she's left Joshua Jackson, and She's picked up Jesse Eisenberg. They're driving in the car down the freeway with the dog in the back. All of a sudden, while they're driving down Mulholland.
The dog looked very straight to me. I don't know why.
The lab.
He's gotten a lot of lady labs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has puppies all across.
All over town. All over town. So they're driving, and all of a sudden, a beast jumps out. They don't know what it is. They veer, hit Shannon and Elizabeth's car. Both cars go... No, I think their car stays up on the cliff. Hers goes down the cliff. And... goes down to try to help her.
Jesse gets scratched.
Yeah.
Whatever was running.
Yeah, and then he... Wait, does he? Or I thought... I think he gets... Wait. So she goes down to help the girl, unbuckles her. Jesse Eisenberg is called the ambulance or whatever. He comes down. He's trying to help her out. He gets her unbuckled. She's upside down. So there's kind of like a secret passage going into the bushes on her side of the window. She gets down. She's like, oh, you guys better have insurance. And then blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, Wolf just comes, grabs her right on the shoulder collarbone. And you're just like, oh, what the hell? Jesse Eisenberg sees it. Christina Ricci standing outside the car. She hears him yelling. He tries to grab Shannon Elizabeth. He's getting pulled. Christina Ricci goes to grab his legs. They all three of them are just getting dragged through the bushes. And so she gets got, and then they come out. The ambulance, the police are there. They don't know what that was. Jesse Eisenberg swears that he's like, it was a wolf, it was a beast. They're trying to tell him there's no mountain lions here, there's no wolves here in California, you're crazy.
As a woman who lives in California, were they just too south? Are the, like the is the like bigger wildlife up north?
I'm down here in the city. California
had bears. Like
what? Yeah, there's bears in California.
State flag, for goodness sakes.
Say again.
There's a bear on your state flag, for goodness
sakes. Yeah, we have bears for sure.
Yeah, so.
But he was saying a dog, so they were like, oh, there's no dogs, there's no wolves in California or whatever, which I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true, first of all, but second of all, okay, but somebody's dog that had gone rabid could have gotten out.
Yeah, like, or something, but it dragged a woman.
Like, I'm traumatized. I saw a woman get dragged through the woods an animal.
Not saw. Me, the woman, and my sister got dragged. Like,
we got dragged.
That's a serious beast.
Yeah.
That's not going to be just a wolf. And the speed that they were going, that's
yeah,
kind of major.
But also, your brain makes you try to justify the unjustifiable.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, his wasn't, because he actually did see the thing grab her, so he knows what he saw.
Right.
Dana Ricci didn't see it, so she's like, she doesn't have his back totally, so that kind of pisses him off.
Right.
You're right. No, he did get scratched.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, he did get scratched. And then when he goes back to the car, he goes to pet the dog,
mm-hmm.
and the dog is growling at him, and then the dog bites him. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
Doggy Boy knows.
Yeah.
We're in a wolf-first dog war now.
Yeah, he's like, well, yeah, it's one of those things where you know that the dog is growling at him because now he's been scratched by a werewolf.
Yeah.
I
mean, guys, let's be honest. The art for the movie, even if you just saw the cover art of this movie, you understand what you're watching. You are watching a werewolf.
Right. Well, you know what's funny? Well, go ahead.
They are not hiding it.
No.
It's a large claw, werewolf claw across Christina Ricci's back face. Yeah. It is what it is.
For some reason, when I saw the previews for it, when it was coming in theaters, I didn't know it was a werewolf. I didn't register those werewolf movie to me. I thought it was like a scary ghost type movie for whatever reason. Don't remember why. I just remember thinking it was something supernatural, but didn't know it was werewolf. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to go see it because I'd be like, it's a werewolf movie. Don't care. But I went to it under the pretense of it being something else. And then I was like, oh, this is a werewolf movie. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, again, turned out to be one of my favorite horror movies ever anyways. So they go home. he's mad at her because she didn't have his back and saying that it was a werewolf. But she's like, I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I can't do anything. So he's looking up werewolf stuff.
They always go to the Google.
Yep. Always to the Google. So, oh, and she got scratched by the thing too. So she's got a gauze over her arm.
Mm-hmm.
Next day they're in the kitchen and he's like eating meat out of the thing. They're both like kind of hungry and you're like, okay, well they're starting already.
Yeah.
Hunger for the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we start to see more of her life and we go to her. She goes to work. We meet Joni, who's like this PR person. It's Judy Greer. Alicia's favorite. And this had so many WB's people in it because it had Lex Luthor from Smallville too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, in the early 2000s, every horror movie made, they just walked down to the WB lot. They said, who on this lot is not recording anything for the next 2 to 3 months? Oh, good. You guys come.
Come on over.
Come on over. Come on over. Yeah. No, no, no. No, no, no. No auditions. You just come.
Just come. Just come.
Come on.
We'll sort out the parts when you get there.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
She's walking around, and the guys are kind of noticing, like, the Lex Luthor, I don't know what his name was in the movie. He's like, oh, you're looking kind of, you get the idea that he kind of already has a crush on her, but she doesn't really.
Well, you saw in the first scene with her while they're at the carnival that she is more buttoned up.
Yeah.
She is less buttoned up.
Her hair is, like, in a bun. Like, yeah, the first scene, her hair is, like, in a bun. She's very conservative. Right. Yeah. So this time she goes in, her hair is down.
Right.
She's kind of got a little bit more appeal. And he's like, oh, you look good. Like, you look. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's the gauze. And she's kind of joking about it. But you can tell that people are a little more paying attention to her than normally.
Right. Which how people weren't paying attention before.
You know. Beyond me.
Yeah.
So at one point she's like, oh, I smell something. Something smells so good. And she's walking around looking to see what it is. And she goes to the kitchen area and her coworker is having a nosebleed.
Yes.
And she's like, oh no. So that kind of freaks her out a little bit. Then we cut to Jesse at school. He's kind of gaining a little bit of confidence.
Yeah. Things are happening for these.
Yeah, the bully's trying to call him out, but he's like not having it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of what happens next. So they have another night. Christina Ricci has this event where she meets up with Scott Baio, who Judy Greer is representing Scott Baio, and she like introduces him to her. And
come on, weirdest cameo ever.
It is.
Does Scott Baio still need representation?
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
Apparently somebody saw it.
That's the third Arrested Development. There are three Arrested Development people in this movie, which is pretty cool.
Wait, who's the?
Portia de Rossi, the gypsy.
Oh, yeah.
Judy Greer.
Yep.
And Scott Baio.
Yep.
Because he's in it, too.
Yep. I forgot about Judy for a second.
Yeah.
Portia's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And Scott Baio was blah, blah, blah.
Figure out which one was Lex Luthor, so.
Blah, blah, blah. So then they're at this event. You find out Maya's there, but her friend's not there. Apparently, I don't know if she knows the girl's dead or she just doesn't care that she's dead, but she's trying to flirt with Joshua Jackson at this point.
Everybody is flirting with Joshua Jackson. Yeah. At this point, like,
yeah, she's like, oh, she'll be bummed that she missed. So she doesn't know she did because she's like, oh, she'll be bummed that she missed you. And then he's like, oh, something. He's like, I'm off the market. And she's like, oh, well, now I'm bummed. So she's totally hitting on this guy that her friend is dating.
Right.
And then comes one of the greatest scenes in a horror movie. I love this scene because Maya goes to her car. She's doing the walk in the parking lot like they always do by herself. She comes upon this puddle and notices that they go from human feet to weird looking, what we know as werewolf feet. but she doesn't know that, but they're weird feet. And she's like, that's weird. She does a little head tilt and is like, okay. Then suddenly out of nowhere, she just gets sideswiped by this big ass werewolf, just knocked to shit over a car, falls on the ground. She's lying on the ground, obviously hurt, but she's looking under the car and she sees the werewolf feet walking across and she covers her mouth, doesn't scream, covers her mouth, and she's like, okay. So we then hear the werewolf jump on top of the car and it's gone from his point of view. So now it's coming and you know she's on the ground on the side. So it goes from the werewolf's point of view and it looks over and she's gone. And you're like, this chick peaced out.
Good for her. Do what you need to do, bitch.
We were like, okay, she's a real one. So he backs up. He's like, okay, she's not there. So I forget where she goes after that. Oh no, she went under the other car, the next car. There's a yellow Hummer. She's under that. So we see that she's under there. He jumps down. The werewolf goes to look under the car. She's gone again. Even though we just saw her under the car, yet again, she is gone. And it pans, and you see that she is hanging on to the side of this Hummer. And it's just the most badass move of any woman being chased in a parking lot in a horror movie ever.
It's fantastic.
And you're just like, this is how it should go. Like, if you're going to get got, this is a get got that I can respect. Because she did everything in her power.
Go out swinging.
She's hanging on to the side of this Hummer, takes her heels off because she knows she's about to have to book it. So, and hasn't screamed not one time. Like, hasn't let out a peep.
How could you? God bless. I mean, and she must not, this is a little gross, guys, but she must not have even pissed herself in fear because he would have smelt that immediately.
Yeah,
like, nope. Think about all the things she didn't do.
She kept it together. Like, together. It's so admirable. Like, if you watch this movie for nothing else, watch it for this scene, because she's just one move after the other. So she's on the side of the Hummer. She can hear that he's like coming close. She gets her keys and makes her alarm go off, which distracts the thing. Now she just busts off in a run and she's trying to run to the elevators, which, outrunning a werewolf, that's just not going to go well. So she gets to the elevator. Elevator's open. She's pressing the buttons frantically. It starts to move, but the werewolf is beating the doors. It's kind of broken the elevator. Suddenly, it's coming at her from the ground. So there's like a little square hole, and it's coming at her from the bottom floor. Now, I don't even know how she physically did this, but she ends up on the railings in an elevator. And those railings aren't... You can't, like, that's hard to do. Like, I don't even know the physics of how she could get up there. But she's standing on the railings in an elevator. And you're just like, she really did everything. And then, of course, obviously, she ends up getting got. She doesn't make it. But God dang it if she didn't try.
She tried all the tries.
She's the one character you gotta respect. Like,
oh, yeah.
Every time I watch it,
I actually got one of the top billings. She was actually considered one of the most famous. She gets top billing on IMDb after Portia.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I wonder if they do it by appearance. Because when you have that many celebrities in one movie.
Oh, they probably did do it.
They do it by appearance because it's hard to bill that properly.
Right. That makes more sense now that you say it. Interestingly, though, it doesn't say by appearance, but now that I'm looking at it, yes, it is. It absolutely is, because it's Portia, Maya, Shannon, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
The girl who played Brooke,
mm-hmm.
Dan Gamora, Jesse, yeah. Then Milo.
Dog.
Yeah. Dog. Oh, is it? Oh, I think I found Lex Luthor. I think it's IMDb. Stop giving me all these ads. Jesus Christ. Eric Ladin. That's him. The one from Ozark and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's hotter than I remember.
Yeah.
He's one of those ones who can do either one, like nerdy or hot. You know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Eric Laddin. No, that's not him.
Oh, that's not Lex Luthor? I thought that was Lex Luthor.
No. Wait, where is...
What's that? I don't know.
I wonder if he's even credited. Wait a minute.
He might not be credited then. Because I literally just went by appearance.
Yeah. Michael Rosenbaum, that's his name.
Oh, okay. He is.
I wonder why he's not credited and cursed.
He is not credited because I'm all the way at the...
Yeah, that's crazy. Huh. I wonder why.
Well, yeah, he's down all the way at the bottom on IMDb saying uncredited Kyle.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, now that I see him, you're right. That's absolutely... Sorry, y'all. Once again, you don't come to Alicia for facts.
That's all right.
Straight up hotness and comedy.
That's it.
And I provide...
Oh, that's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. You're not getting facts. You wish you were seeing me eat this lollipop. Jen is living for that
life. I'm getting all of it. So now we're back to them. So now we're going to morning time, and Ellie, that's Christina Ricci, and Jesse Eisenberg are getting ready in the mirror, and she's like unbuttoning her top more, and she's like, they're both like in the mirror, which I'm... why are they both in the same bathroom? I'm pretty sure that house has more than one bathroom.
Has to. There's no way.
Unless no they just love each other so much, they were just like, we're just gonna get ready in the bathroom. And but I know it was for that scene because I wanted to show them like bantering, and then
yeah,
it was to show that both of them cared about how they look, whereas before they weren't the type to primp and
But though, that's fun. Sometimes you just need need a bathroom party.
And they were both feeling themselves, and
so you're gonna tell me you and I aren't gonna have some bathroom parties at
SA? Oh yeah, gotta drunk love bathroom, a fun party. Bathroom party.
We're gonna take some great selfies in that mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Something's gonna happen in that mirror.
Bathroom mirrors make the best selfie lighting.
I've never done a bathroom mirror selfie, and I'm ready. This is my year.
Let's do it. Oh my God, we did one in Vegas, me and my friends. Those photos are just, they're amazing. The lighting is just great.
Fantastic. We're all on the 11th floor because the hotel didn't want to do it. So like, you guys are on the 11th floor. Which is fine because, like Brent said, and he's right, he goes, like, he's like, if you're not on the second floor, and we couldn't get the second floor, he goes, then it doesn't matter because you're not going to walk up 3 or 4 flights. So 11 or 4, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's elevator either way.
Mm-hmm. Which I think will be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Me either. It's going
to
be fun.
I'll be too drunk to be worried.
That's... I have nothing to worry. I've been on higher floor. Floor doesn't matter. I will be good. So they're starting this new day. We're at the school, and what is it? Jesse Eisenberg. They're having like a wrestling comp match practice, whatever. Of course, the cheerleader, the popular girl, is sitting in the stands watching her boyfriend, Beau. And Jesse Eisenberg comes down and just starts talking to her. Of course, that sets off the spidey senses of old Beau, the bully. He comes over with more of the gay bashing and the calling him names or whatever. And then he's like, oh.
Let's be honest, that part of the movie did not age well.
No, well, it does.
I guess.
Yeah. Because of what turns out is happening.
True.
So he comes down. So he's like, okay, well, then he challenges him to wrestling, which the coaches allow for whatever reason, because it's a movie. They're letting this kid who has never been in a wrestling match in his life go against a wrestler. So.
Seems plausible. I don't know what your problem with that is.
But then again, it's men, so I could see them being like, yeah, sure, go for it. Yeah. Whatever. And this is another good scene. It's another fun scene to watch. He starts wrestling the guy. He doesn't know the actual moves, but then eventually his werewolf senses kick in, and he kicks ass of this one guy. And so then Beau is like, coach, let me at him. And he's like, no, no. And then he's like, well, Jimmy, are you up for it? And he's like, yeah. So Bo goes at him, and then he gets wrecked by Jimmy.
Wrecked. Wrecked would be the word I would use to describe that, which is...
And then they try to double team him, and he just lays him out. And then the final move, he lifts Bo up in the air, legs straight up, and he says, you know the best part of being a fairy is you get to fly, and just lays him out flat. It's a beautiful, it's a great bully redemption scene. Love it. So much fun. And Ellie is having not that great of a day at her job.
She works with Judy Greer. How can she be having a great day?
Yeah.
Gotta see that. I mean, Judy is not... Judy is having some feelings in this movie.
Yeah, so she's...
All the feelings. All of them. Like, picture a woman who's on her period, but also going through menopause-level feelings. And that's kind of where Judy Greer's at. Now, I've never been turned into a werewolf, so I don't know if that's normal. If any of our werewolf listenership can write in and let us know, that would be great. But she is having every feeling. And the most prominent of them being jealousy, just directed straight at Christina. Just all the jealousy, just a wall of jealousy being thrown at her.
Throwing a lot of, shade at her, saying, I would not have thought that you were his type. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, of course she didn't think he was her type. She thought other werewolves was his type.
And she's helping Craig Kilborn, and he cuts his finger. This scene it's very subtly very sexy, though. Because he cuts his finger, and then he's like, this is when he tells her he's bumping Scott Baio, so then Judy Greer gets pissed at her for that. But he cuts his finger, and she's, looking for something and can't find anything, so she just sticks his whole finger in her mouth and just sucks the blood right off. And he looks at her like, where did that come from? So he's turned on. He's supposed to go on TV, and he's definitely dealing with an erection.
Yeah, there is a tent being pitched in the pants. Honestly, I think it would have been a really funny moment if we just saw a Greg Kilborn erection walking up the stage. Just a pan of a penis just out there.
And then she can't even believe she's done that. She's like, oh my God. And then
the blood, though. I mean, what do you
think? That turned her on. So she goes to the bathroom because she's, feeling weird. And she's having a moment in the stall when her coworker comes in. Now, as the coworker, how would you approach this situation? Because I would have left her alone, personally.
I would have noped out immediately. I would have been like, if you need me, you know where to find me. Please don't find me.
No. If you need me, go find somebody else, please.
Yeah.
Because she goes to try to help her. Christina Ricci says, I'm fine, leave me alone. Grabs the door, and her fingers are making an indentation in the metal door of the stall.
That is when you nope out, people.
That's when it's like, oh, you know what? You're right, you are fine. I will catch you later. But no, she keeps...
Anybody is showing incredible Hulk levels of strength. Just say... I will catch you on the flip side.
Yep. Let me know when you're feeling better. Bye. But she keeps pressing, and then Christina Ricci loses it, and she says, leave me alone, get out of here. And you see her eyes change into werewolf eyes or whatever. And then the girl runs out horrified, which I am like, yeah, she told you to leave her alone, which I would have done when she grabbed the door. So that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's getting to this. So Joshua Jackson works for this wax museum tinsel thing, and they're having their big grand opening. So that's where she's going to go meet him. And
he actually created it.
Yeah. Okay. It's his thing. Okay. And, so she's going to go she's got to represent people going there, goes there to see him. And in the meantime, Milo, Bo, the bully, goes to the house where he finds Jesse Eisenberg. And he's like, how'd you know that about me? Because obviously when he was calling him gay and stuff, he was shooting it back at him. And so Milo, Bo goes, oh, how'd you know? And he's like, how do I know what? And he's like, you know, you're the only one that knew. Nobody else knows. And, of course, it would take one to know one. And right. So Jesse Eisenberg's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I'm gay. And then he's like, oh, no. He's like, no, I'm not gay. And then he's like, I mean, it's fine, but I'm not gay. And then he was like, you're so, and Bo is basically telling him how he's so attractive. And he's like, no, it's because I'm a werewolf. I'm cursed. And then Bo is like, he's like, doesn't it feel cursed? Like, you can't tell anybody. He's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm a werewolf. You
yeah.
love with a werewolf. You
Which is, yeah.
Attract to my pheromones.
Yeah. He was like, go gay. He's like, that's cool. Be gay. Go gay.
Right.
But I gotta go. So then we see that the dog, after when biting Jesse.
The scene didn't happen. Then, like I said, all the gay stuff
would not
age well. But thankfully, like they redeemed themselves by this. And also by Jesse being so supportive. Like, yeah, I'm not, but good for you, man. Like,
yeah.
You want to be. I also don't want my face bashed in, but I don't think you can because I'm a werewolf. So.
Yeah. So all the meanness of that was him deflecting off of himself.
Yeah.
Turns out. So, but we find out the dog has become a were dog because he.
Right. Bit
Jesse in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's this ferocious dog. So they jump in Bo's car to go drive to the Tinseltown thing.
Yeah. The Tinseltown thing is just amazing. It's so bad, it's good. Is that what you would say?
Like, you mean the party itself?
No, I mean the concept, the...
Oh, it's like a wax museum.
It was so cheesy, though.
Yeah. I mean,
why did we have, like, circus-like mirrors? Why were we back
to... The Funhouse? Yeah, I don't know.
Why were we back to Funhouse life? It made no... It was too many... It was like a Funhouse, a wax... It was like 20 concepts.
It was a lot. There was a lot.
It was like a nightclub. I didn't know
what was... Yeah, I don't know what it was. So what are we doing here? What was our business plan? What did we propose when we actually brought this to...
Much like this podcast, I don't think they had a business plan.
Just wing it.
They were just like, yeah, slap it up. We'll see what happens.
That's basically what happened here.
Basically, no, it's 100% what happened here, guys. We have no business plan. We have no plans, really. We we discussed filming, recording this, 48 hours ago? So, mazel.
Yay.
One of us may have slept through our previous recording schedule of time. That person might have been me. Fighting a cold and thought yeah. I should take it
out. Make it through
to do to yeah. Hint if you guys have something to do, don't take a nap. You're not waking up.
You're not at nighttime, like
at nighttime,
at don't bedtime.
Yeah, don't
not
do
a
it.
Nap. You're just gonna go to bed.
Yeah, no, I realize that now. Yeah, that's what happened. So now we're here, and I have to say the party itself looked pretty cool. The DJ was fun. Lots of glitzy, glamorous people. We have a red carpet for God knows what reason. And do you feel at this point like he was dating Christina Ricci to get her celebrities there?
I don't know. That would have to go back to how they met.
Which we don't see. Okay.
Yeah, we don't know. I think they just happened to be in the same circles. I think he probably already knew because he was at the party that she was at.
Gotcha.
I think they just run in the same circles. So, yeah. So at this point, so before this party, she's talking to Joshua Jackson and they get in a little bit of an argument outside of her car. He puts his
hand
on the window and she sees that he's got the star mark that her brother had been telling her about.
Right.
So now she's flipped out. So now it's like, okay, well, he's obviously the werewolf.
Does she not realize she's changing?
She's trying to deny it. She even tried to trick her brother.
Michael on board. He's like,
no, she does. Because remember, she tries to trick her brother by holding that steel frame and telling him it's silver. But she's thinking, oh, I probably am one. So she picked something that was not actually silver.
Right.
So now we're like, okay, so Joshua Jackson's the werewolf. This is a problem. So she's going to so she knows her brother's going to the party to look for her, even though she's not there. And so she's got to go to the party to get her brother. And she calls him and warns him, says, watch out, he's looking for you or whatever. Then somehow she ends up in the mirrors. She gets there and she ends up in the funhouse mirrors. This is another gold scene that I think can get overlooked. Because like you said, it's very weird to have it in there.
Right.
But she's confronting Joshua Jackson and he's like, you can learn to control it. He's telling her, like, it could be a good thing, blah, 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 trying to convince her why it would be good to be a werewolf. And as they're having this conversation, another werewolf comes, busts out, knocks him out. So now you're like, okay, so that wasn't him. And after the werewolf comes out, Christina Ricci finds a way to get out of a funhouse mirror room. Like, do you know how hard? She just picks a wall and just goes through it. I'm like, you go, girl. She just...
They're all doing the damn thing in this movie. Yes,
they are. She really found an exit in a fun hut. Do you know how hard it is to get out of a hall of mirrors? She found a way.
Right. Saw in it, chapter two. I think they're still in that hall of mirrors.
Yeah, that's hard.
Bill Hader's still there.
Oh, that was a rough scene with the little boy.
That was James McAvoy, not Bill Hader.
Yeah.
So they're all still stuck in that funhouse mirror.
Still stuck in there. But, so now we're like, okay, so it wasn't Joshua Jackson, so...
Another great-looking cast, It Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader.
The guy who plays the kid that was fat.
Him, yes. Yes, please. Yeah. Two scoops,
yes. Mm-hmm. James McAvoy, I love McAvoy.
Always.
Yeah. Guys, listen, if you're going to listen to a podcast that has two female co-hosts...
He could get it. James McAvoy could get it.
James McAvoy, if you heard that and you're interested, please drop us a line to our Instagram. We'll reply.
Meet me at TFW. I'll be in Texas.
Yeah, meet her there.
Yeah.
So good times.
So now we're trying to figure out who this other werewolf is.
Right.
And... Lex Luthor guy comes and they've evacuated because everyone knows that there's something wrong, so they've evacuated. So now it's basically just Christina Ricci, her brother, and now Lex Luthor's there. And he's like, guys, we gotta go. Like, there's a crazy beast running around. And she's like, show me your hand. And he puts up his hand, and then she's like, your other hand. And he's like, we don't have time for this. There's a wild beast running around. So it's very suspicious. They turn around to look at something else, and you just see him get lifted by the head into the sky, and you're like, oh, so it was not him.
Yeah. We watched a lot of movies recently where people are just getting lifted by the head.
I
would like to, can we put it on our list? We don't want to.
Don't ever lift me. Whether I'm going to live at the end of it or not, doesn't matter. I don't want to get picked up by my head, ever.
Oh, I have neck trouble as it is, so if you are going to lift me by my head, make sure you kill me, because I don't want to live with any more neck trouble. Thank you.
Neck trauma, she's good on that. She's at her...
I got my own.
At the limit.
Get rear-ended. You'll be at your limit, too.
Oh, God.
People can't fucking drive in my town. Moving on.
So he gets dropped. Even though he got picked up, his body is then dropped. And then once again, they're like, oh, okay, so he was not the werewolf.
Right.
Still running around. And finally, Judy Greer comes out. And you're like, oh, this bitch was the werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
And
once again, guys, she was having all the feelings. So, like... The movie was directing you there without directing you there, which I think was cool.
I liked it because her part wasn't big enough to where you even thought of her.
Right.
It was like she was just such a side character, just an annoying side character.
So interesting, because then once you watch it on the second or third watch, you're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right there.
It's not one of those things where.
Yeah.
yeah, it's not one of those things where, like, oh, they were cheating. Like, oh, she wasn't the werewolf. Like, no, yeah, she's definitely speaking. Like, she dated him before, the way she was talking to her about, oh, he's not your touch. You're not his type. And
right.
And then who she kills, because she killed Shannon Elizabeth because she was dating him. And then Maya flirted with him at that party, and then that's when she gets got.
Yep.
So it's...
it's done well.
It's so well done. And it's... so she says she had a fling with him, and that's how she became the werewolf. And so now she's just trying to kill everybody that's trying to date Joshua, which I'm not mad at her. If I had to kill people to date Joshua Jackson, you know, whatever.
I mean, Joshua Jackson's great looking. But you're a werewolf. You can probably have your pick of men. Get yourself your own werewolf.
Make your own werewolf.
Werewolf.
I'm just saying, I understand. I understand.
I mean, I don't understand. I'm just saying, first of all, she lives in LA. So there's just a hot man banquet. Not good men, just hot. Especially with what she does for a living. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying she has access.
Yeah.
That the other werewolf ladies don't have. Use your access.
Yeah.
Or Craig Kilborn could get you anyone you wanted to fuck. And turn into your little werewolf puppet.
Yeah.
But well, it is Josh.
She wants the alpha male.
She does.
And, yeah, so... she, but it's not gonna, like, you really think that you just killing all the other women is gonna make him want to be with you? That's not how that works.
It's not.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because I killed like 4 women to get to Ed. Is that gonna catch up on me?
No, that's fine. Apparently, it works to some degree for some people. It'll work
for some. So yeah. So. She is revealed, and she changes again, and she's...
the CGI. That's the one thing that I wish they had more practical effects in this movie.
Yeah, the CGI is
really
rough.
Yeah, it's rugged. It's rugged. Not the werewolf itself, but the transition.
Right.
And
I don't know. I gotta say, as far as movies that I felt did it the best would definitely be... as much as I hate saying this, and it pains me that I even watched them, the Twilight movies.
Really? I haven't watched them, so I don't know.
Oh, so most of the time in the Twilight movies, the werewolf boys and girls will just be running, and then they'll just mid-jump, and then as they're jumping, they just morph into the wolf. Because they are morphing into wolves. I guess, yeah, they're morphing into wolves, not werewolves. Not really. So it is a little different.
Yeah.
But that was one of the ones. And it's CGI, but it's still better done. I mean, obviously,
for CGI. So
10 years later.
I think some of the better CGI, or not CGI, but the better practical transitions are in Howling and American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, those were the two I was going to mention, too.
That's because the face is actually growing, like, that was intense. Even now, watching it now, it doesn't look like cheesy special effects. You're like, oh god, that looks like that's actually happening to this man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my only gripe about it is the CGI used for the transition. But other than that, you can get past it because it's not like all through the movie.
Correct. So the cops come in and they see Judy. And they go ham on her with some bullets.
Oh, but wait. They don't just... this is... They see Christina Ricci and Jesse, and they're like, who are we looking for? They're like... and Jesse Eisenberg's like, it's a werewolf. And they're like, oh, really? It's a werewolf? So they're ready to, like, relax. And Christina Ricci goes, no, well... they're like, what does he look like? And then she's like, she's this hyper-skinny publicist. And then she goes... and she's got... she's like, she's got fat thighs and a bony ass, so she's now goading, and so
she's goading the werewolf.
She's goading her, and sure enough, Judy Greer pops through the window as this huge werewolf, and she's like, liar! And she flips off. She gives him the bird.
Once again, Judy Greer in all the feelings. How dare you tell me I have a bony ass?
It's great. It's a great scene. Because she's like,
she's concerned about
her. Yeah, and she's upset about being said that she has a bony ass. It's like, ma'am, you are a full-grown wolf right now. You do not have a bony ass.
You don't even technically have an ass. It's fine.
And then she knows.
You have a tail. Then we talk about the tail.
Yeah.
You have a bony tail? I don't
get it. But then she immediately knows she fucked up, and she's like, shit. And then they shoot. They light into her. Yep. They shoot her up. She falls to the ground.
And turns back into her.
I feel so bad for the cops, because when they shot her, she was a werewolf. And then they go out, and they bring in the ambulance, and they're like, you're going to need a big crane to pick this thing up. It's huge. And then they get in there, and it's just Judy Greer.
Yep. So what happens when you kill a werewolf.
And so...
back to its human form? We didn't know that. That's
new. But I'm also like, oh, those cops, what are they gonna, what's gonna happen there? That sucks.
It's cops, they're just gonna fudge a report and lose their day along. That's oh, fine. I'm this sorry, facts, were facts too hard for our for listenership? Sorry. And I'm fine. I'm honestly fine with that. Just fudge a report. You
In that instance, there's no way. And in that instance, there's no way you can explain that. Nobody's gonna believe it.
Yeah, just move on.
So they ended up shooting her brains out because she does try to make one of those blast jump scares and shoot her, killing her. So
I think that jump was well done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unexpected.
Yeah.
And Ellie and Jimmy go back to the house.
And someone's waiting for them.
Oof. You think that it's over. She's cleaning up the kitchen. Jimmy goes down to the basement and... he realizes he's still changing. Because they were told if they kill...
The first
werewolf, then their curse would be lifted.
Right. But I don't understand why she thought Judy was the first.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. Obviously, Judy's so obsessed with Joshua because Joshua turned her.
Yeah.
You're always obsessed with the person who
changed. I think maybe they thought he was dead. I think something happened and they thought that he had died.
Oh, and they realize, okay.
I think that's what it was. Because we really don't expect him to show up again.
We don't. We think it's over.
Yeah.
We think the shootout at the okay waxes.
It waxes you. And,
so confusing.
So she picks up this actually silver cake slicer thing, and it burns. So she's like, oh, crap, we're still werewolves. Joshua Jackson comes in. He's trying to sell her on being werewolves, which...
We'll have a cute little werewolf family. We'll have little werewolf.
We'll have to kill your brother, but we'll be a great family. And it's like, you can't be trying to convince me and tell me you're going to kill my brother. Because like, there can only be one alpha male.
I also didn't understand exactly why they needed to kill the brother.
No, he's just saying there's only room for one alpha male. It's a...
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so...
But you know what? I feel like Jesse Eisenberg...
He's not an alpha male. Like, if you're in...
It's okay being the beta.
Yeah, I think beta's
playing the situation. Be like, listen, there can only be one alpha. So are you going to be in the beta, I'll be the alpha, and you can live?
Right.
Who's not taking that deal?
Yeah. He's but no, he had to answer, I'm going to kill your brother just to seal the deal of we're not doing this.
Yeah.
So.
Because I don't know, for Joshua Jackson, if you let my brother live, I'm happy to be a werewolf with you. But you come from mine, you come from your mind.
Then we have a problem.
You come from my brother, you're dying.
Yeah, that's it. Plain and
you
simple.
You played this wrong. The three of us could have been a happy werewolf.
Right, right.
We could have had a built-in werewolf pup nanny.
Yep.
But you played this wrong.
You did it
and
all.
And now right. I gotta kill you.
Because I'm used to being weird 3 days out of the month, so.
Right.
That's another 3 or 4. I'm good.
Okay. I look fantastic. I feel fantastic. Oh. I got...
Can you imagine being a werewolf on the same day that you have your period? On the same day that you have your period.
I'd go to my doctor and I'd be like, listen, I need a hysterectomy. Why? Well, I'm a werewolf and I really can't change and have my period at the same time.
It's not going to work for me. No.
Not going to work.
Because I will kill everybody. Literally everyone.
We will have mass murder here, so...
I need to not have that happen.
Right.
And then, we have the little chase. Jimmy's on the walls, on the ceiling with his claws. It's interesting because the two of them never actually fully turn into werewolves. The only one that we see turn into a full werewolf is Judy Greer.
Right.
We never see anyone else in full werewolf, which is pretty interesting.
Correct. And I wonder, like, they never explain why.
No. Like, just probably just a decision. They're like, let's just only have Judy Greer.
Well, yeah. Money.
Yeah. All that, too.
Those werewolf
costumes. Raven. Great. So, yeah, they eventually they beat him, obviously. And gets to the end. Oh, his body burns up. So I'm assuming Judy Greer's body burns up. I think maybe now that he's dead, maybe her body burns up too.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah. His disintegrated. They're not going to have to explain a damn thing about his death.
No. No, he's just...
But that always worries me at the end of movies when they have dead bodies. And I'm like, you have to explain this. Like... It's not just a happy ending, huh?
Jen, you're the only one concerned about that.
Yeah, because I like to think, because I use these as guides, and I'm like, okay, now if this were me, how do you get out of this at the end of this? Because it's not just a happy ending. It's like, well, nope, the cops are coming to my house, and I have to explain why this person is dead, or if I'm at their house, why they're dead. Ugh. But anyway, so I was happy with this one, because his body burned up, and there's going to be no proof that he was ever there. And then Bo comes with the girl and the dog, and they walk off. He offers to, he makes out with the man, like, she was his girlfriend, like, 12 hours ago. Making out with her in front of him is a little disrespectful, but, you know.
Right. Well, I don't know, maybe, I mean, he literally brought him.
No, he did, he brought her to him, to his house.
Yeah, so perhaps not.
Yeah, so they end in a friendship, so I like.
Because it's like, it's like, okay, I still have love and care for this woman, but I should do the right thing if I'm a gay man. I think that's actually a different variable than just like.
Yeah, I know. I was just kidding. I was just saying, like, to make out with her, like, right there.
You gotta make out.
But I like the turnaround for his. I like that they do become friends, and, like, he's not actually this horrible person. He was just dealing with his own stuff.
And I like that Jesse was able to forgive him for that. I also think that pile driving a man really can help you get out
straight.
Of frustrations and really lead you to forgiveness.
Straightens him out. So that's cursed. What do you give?
Well, this is a 10 out of 10 for me.
For sure.
Jesse Eisenberg. It's got Joshua Jackson. I mean, it's got Milo Ventimiglia.
It's got humor. It's got
the great right amount of comedy. Scenes, good comedy, interspersed. It's got everything, really.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong, honestly. If you like werewolf movies, or if you don't, give this one a whirl, because I really...
Yeah.
It really just hits on many levels. Like I said, I love the relationship between the brother and sister. I think it's very well done and more... I'm with Jen. I don't... All the brothers and sisters I know get along very well.
Yeah.
So I never get that.
Yeah. Me and my brothers get along well, so I always relate more to characters when they actually get along with their siblings and they're not hating each other. Or at least if they hate each other, then they get closer by the end of the movie. That always makes me feel better. I can't relate to siblings who hate each other at all. And I'm not saying that that's not a thing, because I know that there are siblings who don't like each other. I'm just saying, for me, watching a movie, I don't like it. Which probably people who don't get along with their siblings can't relate when the siblings do get along.
Right.
So, you know, sure. For me, it's just a better watch that way.
Yeah.
Because you're not worried about their tension. It's like, oh, they're on each other's team.
Yeah.
Because if they were at odds with each other the whole time, you're like, great, now I got to fight this monster and fight you. And it's just, it's too much
tension.
Yeah.
I love the movies where it's a team versus a thing. Mm-hmm. So it's in Jaws.
Yeah.
It's Brody. It's Hoop. They're against the shark.
Yeah.
Anaconda.
Yeah.
All of those people against that giant snake. But then we add in Crazy McCrazy Pants.
Yeah. And now you got to worry about him too. And that's one of the things about like a movie like The Thing, where it's like you want these people to be on your team, but you can't, you don't even know who to trust. So that brings a different level of like, it's supposed to be us versus this thing, but we don't know who the thing is. So
yeah, for sure. I like that.
Yeah. I would give this a 10 out of 10 also. I bought the DVD. Like, it's just, it's one of my favorite movies to watch.
Watched this at least once. I think maybe twice as a group watch party.
Yeah.
Our fans, because we're big fans of it. Like I said, I mean, to be fair, Joshua Jackson. I mean.
Can't go wrong there. Anthony Ricci.
I mean, like, I want us to talk about the skulls just because, like, you know what? I'll make Drew and Matt do it and we'll go on there.
We'll do the skulls, yeah. We can do the skulls. That's a fun one. Joshua Jackson's fun.
Oh, God. And who's the other one that's with him? Oh.
Oh, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Oh, rest in peace, Paul.
Ah, that man.
Mm. Also, just a very good looking cast.
That's, yeah. Whew. But yeah, this movie's well acted. Like I said, it's not dark.
It's well paced.
Werewolf movies are very tend to be very dark, and this is kind of bright and fun.
Yeah,
it's not depressing. It's not dreary. It's not too cultish.
There's a lot of good Hollywood parties and stuff.
Yeah,
let's see. There's a lot of, like, I mean, you start at a carnival. The next big scene, you're at a huge Hollywood party, and then the climax scene, you're at a huge Hollywood party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do. They make it. They put it into fun settings, and that's really good.
Yeah, and Wes. I don't know. Wes Craven just knows how to put stuff together. And again, with the deaths, with Maya's death, and you're just like, wow, she tried hard.
I like that about Wes Craven's movies. His female protagonists. I mean, all his protagonists, but typically his female. They try hard. Drew just doesn't go out and scream.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're all crying, and I like that.
They put up a fight. They put up a fight. And he does that good balance of humor and horror and...
Right.
Because, Scream also is, like, very light. Like, a lot of that stuff happens during the daytime. There's night scenes, but it's mostly bright. When you think about Scream, the scenes are pretty bright, well-lit. Yeah. It's sunny. You don't have this feeling of dark and dread. It's like, no, this stuff is happening... During the day when it's fun, like, you shouldn't be scared, but he makes it, he gives it that tension, so.
Yeah.
He was a genius. He was a genius, I think, when it came to horror. He knew how to put things together.
Definitely. Any other thoughts?
No, I think that's it. That was a good one.
That was a good one. I liked it.
Yeah. And when was your first time seeing this one? Was that one of our watch parties?
Oh, no. I want to say if I know I didn't see it in the movies, just because, as I've said, I'm not a movie person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say, I know I saw it the first time I was actually with my dad. He must've gotten it out of the library for us.
Oh, okay.
We would always get the new releases when they would come to the library.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, cause he doesn't like, he's a creature feature person too. Mm-hmm. He likes that. He's not a fan of like the slashers, but he's a fan of stuff like this.
And yeah.
He thought it was well done, too. I remember that. Also, my father enjoyed the movie Mean Girls, guys. So, ruminate on that, if you will.
I think this one is a good date movie. I think this is a fun... Yep. Like, whenever I think of, like, oh, when I meet someone, like, this is a movie that I would put on.
Movie, yeah.
Because it's cute, it's little, it's sexy, like, it's got some... Yeah. Without being too much, and it's just... Yep,
for sure.
So much fun, an easy watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You all know where to find us.
Yeah.
Come on.
And again, first is on HBO Max. Still on there if you want to watch it.
Yes.
I mean, as of this recording, it's still on there. So
yeah.
Who knows what will happen in the next week. I don't know.
Guys, come on. Drop us a line. Send us a text message.
Watch our lives in a couple weeks.
Yeah. If you're going to be at Texas Frightmare Weekend and you're listening to this podcast, please... Find us. Come say hi. We're going to have stickers for you.
Yes. Yes. We have stickers. They're so cute.
They are so cute. I am currently working on Jen and I's shirts. Our logo is proving a little problematic, guys. Not gonna lie. Right. But we will have shirts.
Yes.
We will. Or we won't. And that'll be fine. Because Jen and I own a plethora of horror tees. So.
Yes.
Either way, things will happen.
Yes.
Maybe we're just going to buy a lot of low-cut merchandise.
That could also be a thing.
Sign you guys up for the Patreon. Give us money, we're poor. It's going to be our new tagline, John. No, so until next time, everybody, have fun, be safe, stay scared. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.